I'm not going to say I'm going to do it. I said, I'm going to try. That's what I told him. I said, I'm going to try. But I'm going to go to the United States and I'm going to present the need and see what they can do. And came up to the United States and people got behind it. You know, there in Horicon, they sent even a group with Brother Matthew down. And I still haven't seen that guy. they changed his name to Benny down there. His name was Dennis, but we changed it to Benny. He just looked like a Benny to us. But anyhow, we started, and the Lord has blessed us. And when I got through with putting the, you know, just the concrete in, put the walls up, got the roof on, which is what I told him I would do. I told him, I said, well, you know, I finished with what I said I was going to do. I said, and if God does anything else, then I'll be back. If not, then it's your job. And he looked at me, and he wasn't being sarcastic. He was just telling the truth. He says, well, next year when you come back, it'll be in the same shape because there just isn't any money around here. And but the Lord didn't stop there. He just kept sending money, so we went ahead and put the ceiling in, and then we got the lighting in. And then we got the windows and the door. And like I said, God has taken us to where we just need the tile for the floor now. So we're thankful to God for what he has done and what he's doing. Amen. You know, everybody always asks me when I come out, well, what about the cartels? What about what was going down there? We were right in the middle of the war. Amen. People were dying everywhere around us. But thank God that he kept his hand on us. Amen. And he protected us. Even when people were dying around us, you know, people in the United States told me, they said, hey, why don't you just get out of here? Get out of there. We're going to understand. You're not going to lose, you know, your supporters or nothing. We understand the situation. Come on out. Amen. And then you can go back when everything's settled. And I said, no. I says, I'm not going to do it. The people even from my church said, why are you here? You got papers, you could be in the States. Get out of here. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, what kind of testimony could I give you about the protection of God if I leave and leave you guys here by yourselves? So I said, I'm not going to do it. So the Lord protected us. They would put what they would call lonas out. And what they were was there would be a sign that they would put up, they would hang up, and they would tell you when you could go out, when you could not go out. They would put them up and say, anybody outside of their house after 8 o'clock will be killed. And it wasn't the police that was putting them up. It was the cartels that was putting them up. And the police, well, they were afraid. They couldn't do anything about it either. Many of them died in the war. Many of them was corrupt, so they needed to die. You know, I hate to say that way, and I know this is being taped, but hey, you know, if they're not going to serve the Lord and they're going to be killing and doing away with other people that are trying to, then the Lord deals with them. Amen. Deals with them in his own way. So we just thank God you know, what God has done and what he's going to do. I want to preach to you tonight on the subject, amen, that we have the power to face and to kill our giants. Amen. We have the power to face and to kill our giants. We're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1 through 2. And the word of God says this. It says, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together in Shokuk, which belonged to Judah, in pits between Sorok and Azekah, and Ephathamim, whatever those are. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together in pits by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Then verse 4 says, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. That's more or less like 9'3". Amen. This guy was a giant. He was a mountain that would go out. Amen. Then verse 32 says, and David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. You know, when we look at this story, a lot of times we kind of jump over the fact that we ourselves have giants in our lives. Just like they had a giant in their life in that situation, many times we have giants in our life that really defile us, just like he was defiling the armies of the living God. One of it is unemployment. We can see that it bothers a lot of people, and it should. Unemployment is a very hard giant to face. That's why we go and hit the road trying to find, amen, employment. One is debt. You know, debt is a giant that a lot of people are in today just simply because they didn't take the time, amen, to be careful about not getting into it. Amen. They wanted and wanted and wanted and didn't have the wallet to pay for what they wanted. They could have done without it, but they wanted it, so they got in debt. But it's a giant that we face. Diseases is another giant that we face. Diseases is something that nobody asks for. We don't ask to be sick. We don't invite sickness around. And yet it is something that is very, very, very big, even in the church world today. We understand that the devil fights us with diseases. There's depression. You know, it's sad because even Christians today are facing depression because of the circumstance and the things that are happening around them. Then we find that there are dangers, amen. Danger is something that every time you go into your house or go outside of your house, you face, amen. There's people that getting into the showers face the giant of danger. There's things that sometimes we forget, amen, to pick up on the floor, and they can be dangerous to us, amen. Going down the road, every time you drive down the freeway, amen, you're 3 feet from death. That's dangerous. So we find that even those are giants that we have in our life. And then we have abandonment. There's so many people that are being abandoned today. We find that there's senior citizens being abandoned. We find that there's children being abandoned. We find that there's matrimonies. Amen. Where the one took off and abandoned the other. Abandonment is one of the giants that we're facing today. Abuse is one of the things, one of the giants that we are facing today. Everybody, amen, one time or another has been abused. You've been abused, amen, verbally, or you've been abused physically, but every one of us sooner or later has faced the giant of abuse. Can you say amen? I mean, bullies, what do they like to do? They like to abuse you. Come on. There are people that have been abused sexually. There's been people that have been abused mentally. Amen. It's all the way around. We know that it exists, and it's a giant. Tragedies are a giant that's always around also. You look at the news, you see tragedies. This day, I got a call from my wife and said that one of my best friends that was a minister, amen, just passed away today. He was eaten up with cancer, and it's tragic, amen, because he left 3 little kids and left a wife that now is uncertain about what tomorrow will bring. We find that our bills sometimes can be giants in our life. We find that weakness is also a giant that everybody faces. Even the strongest man, sooner or later, you'll find him crying like a baby. Amen. Why? Because weakness is something that comes in at the moment that we do not expect it. Come on. The other day I was climbing down, and man, I went over to the ledge part, and I was just enjoying myself, climbing up the rocks and going down the rocks. Then all of a sudden, one of my knees just went, ouch! I didn't step on anything wrong. I didn't crawl wrong. All of a sudden it goes, ouch! So guess what I said? Ouch! And I was right in the middle of climbing down. And I said, well, now how am I going to get up? Or how am I going to get down? It hurts. Amen. So I kind of babied it a little bit, amen, and used my arms and used my leg, my good leg, to get down. But as I was going down, I was saying, why do you hurt? You know? It's just funny. But weakness is something that all of a sudden strikes. Rejection. How many of you fear rejection? That's one of the main reasons why people don't tell another person about Jesus, so they don't get rejected. Amen. Is that true or not? It's funny. Just a little bitty word with two letters in it. Just two. Will make us not tell somebody about the Lord. How many know what that two-letter word is? No. We won't even say something. Sometimes the child will not ask his dad, amen, for a dollar that he needs in school because of the simple fact that his dad might say no. Amen. Rejection. Rejection is one of the biggest giants I believe everybody faced sooner or later. Amen. Broken relationships is also a giant that we face. We can find, amen, that inabilities, addictions is something that a lot of people have, amen, that keeps them from the victory that God has for them. Amen. It's a giant that they say, I cannot do it. I want to quit, but how do I quit? I can't quit. I've tried time and time again, and I've never been able to quit. So how do I quit? It's a giant in your life. Amen. Habits, addictions come from bad habits. Amen. When you have a bad habit, sooner or later, it becomes an addiction in your life. So guess what? Before it gets addictive to you, quit it. Amen. Glory to God. And then we have, amen, temptations. How many have been tempted at this day to sin? Temptations are all the way around us, all the time. Sometimes they're not so big of a giant, but sometimes they're big giants in our life. How many times has the devil tell you, go ahead, nobody will ever know. Go ahead. I mean, you can ask God to forgive you afterwards anyhow. Amen? So temptation is a giant that we have. What about discrimination? Is that a giant that you faced? Is that something that is around you? What about fear? One person said, I fear no man. Well, he just lied, don't you think? Amen. Let him get down there around that cartel and let's see if he don't fear no man. Let him go walk down in Milwaukee. Right around those areas where you know things are happening. And let's see just how big a man he really is. Everybody fears something. Sometimes we fear darkness. Sometimes we fear, amen, that loneliness. Anybody fear loneliness? What about past failures? You know, it's funny how sometimes we don't go ahead because we always have in mind, well, I failed one time, what then? Let me tell you a little story. I'm just getting my story set up, amen, for the message. So don't think that I'm just going to bore you all afternoon. Okay? Glory to God. Let me give you a little story about this. You know, past failures really are a blessing instead of a giant, if we really look at it the way God intends for us to look at it. Did you know that Babe Ruth, how many know Babe Ruth? Amen. He was known for what? Home runs. But did you know that he also held the record for the most strikeouts? Amen. He had more strikeouts than he had home runs. He had a saying. He said, there is no such thing as a bad pitch. So when they were way high, he swung at them. When they were way out, he swung at them. When they were way low, he swung at them. When they were too close, he swung at them. I read a deal the other day. He said the most successful people in the world are people that don't know how to quit. With all their failures, with all their past failures and their present failures, they just won't quit. They keep on going. And then we have, amen, discouragements. Discouragement is one of the biggest giants that churches face today. It's one of the biggest giants that pastors and preachers, evangelists, missionaries, and everybody, even laymen, face today. The simple fact, amen, that we can be discouraged. Why does discouragement come? Generally because we're not meeting the expectations that we have. Generally because we're looking at ourselves and our little bitty selves instead of looking at who we're serving and who we're supposed to serve. And then how many has the giant of anger in your life? Anger is a big giant for a lot of people. They make themselves try to have friendships, to have this and to have that, but in a split second, their anger gets the best of them and they lose it all. They lose friends, they lose family, they lose jobs, they lose everything. Why? Because the simple fact that they allow a giant called anger to control their lives. Amen. Can you say amen? So let's get into the word, okay? I set this all up so that you can understand, amen, what was facing and what we can actually do in the sight of God. Hallelujah. I was thinking about David in the situation that David was in. I was thinking about how this young man, when he was watching his father's sheep, and taking care of his father's sheep, was out there with a different aspect than all the other pastors of his time. Even as a young man, David understood who God was for him in his life. When he was out there watching his daddy's sheep, he wasn't out there bellyaching like a lot of kids would have been. He was out there writing songs and singing a song unto God. We find that as he began to grow, the Lord began to use him in a very special way. When a giant came, amen, not the Goliath, but as a bear, the Bible says that he went after him. He wasn't afraid enough to allow the giant of fear to stop him. But he went after that little lamb, and the Bible says that he killed that lion or that bear. Amen. And when he killed the bear, the Bible says that he took the lamb and went and put it back. When the lion came out, grabbed one of the little lambs, the Bible says that he went after him, and the Bible tells me that he grabbed him from the beard and tore him up, amen, and killed that lion, and again grabbed the sheep and took him back home. There's a lot of things in our life that we don't understand why they're happening in the moment that they are happening. We don't understand why sometimes fear tries to grab a hold of our hearts. Why the giants that I mentioned, amen, sometimes are there. But if we understand God and we understand the purpose behind them, we understand that God uses these things not to destroy us, but to better us. Not to kill us, but to put us in a position to where we can help somebody else that is in need. If you have never gone through a problem, if you have never suffered anything, then you will never know how big God can really be in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. When his dad calls him and says, I want you to go out and find your brothers. I want you to take them this food, and I want you to tell me exactly how they're faring. He went out in obedience. He wasn't that little cocky boy that his big brother said he was. He was simply acting in obedience to his father. When he came to his brothers, amen, he didn't find them like he thought he was going to find them. He didn't find them, amen, standing up straight, ready for battle. Instead, he finds them in a cubbyhole. They find him in ditches. He finds them behind a rock. He finds them behind a tree. Wherever he found them, one thing was sure, he found them with fear in their hearts. They were afraid of what had been going on with the battle that they were facing. Now listen. It is very important that we understand this part of it. Because a lot of times we say, they were cowards. That's why they were hiding. They were cowards. They were afraid to face the giants of their life. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever heard it preached that way? That they're just giants, you know, cowards. But I want to bring your mind to a thing. They were not cowards. They were soldiers. They were men of war. They had already fought different wars. They had already won battles. This time was different though. It wasn't a group of them that was going to go out. Now they were calling for one. Hallelujah. You know, it's funny. If I can get a hold of my pastor and he can get a hold of some other ones, then I might just feel a little bit safer. So therefore, I just might, amen, get to a place where I have a little bit more courage. But what when I can't get a hold of my pastor? What when I can't get a hold of the leaders of the church? What would I do then? What can I do when I can't get a hold of somebody that knows how to pray? What do I do when nobody's there to be beside me? What then? How about that giant in your life? See, all of a sudden, these men that were warriors, amen, couldn't get a hold one of another to where you could protect me on that side. I would protect you from this side and let the enemy come. They're going to fall. Now it's you by yourself or it's me by myself. And the giant that I was facing wasn't just anybody. This is a 9'9" tall man. He wasn't an awkward man either. He knew how to move very gracefully. His weight that he had on him weighed about 150 pounds. And he moved like it was nothing. The head of his spear weighed 20 pounds. And he was able to throw it with such speed and with such agility that the enemy could not get out of the way before it stuck him. That's how good he was. He was a veteran. He knew the art of war. That's why he could stand up and tell them, you send me somebody out here. Why? Because he was so sure of himself that he knew he was going to win. But now we have all these soldiers that instead of being able to go together are now faced with the fact you have to make up your mind whether you're going to face him, yes or no. So guess what? I'd rather hide, wouldn't you?
It'd be easier.
Instead of facing it, wouldn't it be easier to say, you know, that king, yeah, that king. That's his job. Amen. How come Saul is hiding? I'll tell you why Saul was hiding. The reason why a lot of us hide. Because even if we pray, we know that God ain't going to answer us because we ain't right with God. Saul knew that he couldn't count on God being with him. Why? Because he had disobeyed God enough that God had told him, amen, I'm going to rip the kingdom from you. Therefore, he was afraid. He was hiding also. But yet this little boy, and it's thought that he was probably about 15 to 17 years old, came and saw the situation. And as he got there, all of a sudden, the giant stood up and said, send me somebody over here to fight. And if you guys, if he wins, we will be your servants. But if I win, you guys will be our servants. Right then. Because David had already faced some giants. Because David had already known who God was in his life, all of a sudden got a jealousy, amen, a godly jealousy that came upon him. And the first thing he says is, hey, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defile the armies of the living God? Hallelujah. He wasn't looking at a giant of a man. He was looking at someone that dared put himself, amen, like a God. Hallelujah. And guess what the big brother said?
Don't do it.
That would have been good if he had said that. In my words, he said, you stinking snot-nosed kid. You came here so proudful just to see what's going on. Why don't you go home? You know, it's funny. Every time you're going to do something for God, every time you're going to say something, amen, and try to work for God and be faithful to God, amen, it doesn't need to be somebody on the outside. It's surely the mate. It's surely the husband or the wife or the kids, amen, or the mother or the father or the sister or the brother said, you can't do that. Amen. There's sometimes you're just going to say, you know, I'm not listening to you. Amen. You might be my big brother, but this time you're wrong. Amen. So guess what he did? Because he didn't listen to him, he just went over here and said it to somebody else. Oh, you know, the devil's so cocky that he thinks that he's got us whooped. So guess what? Somebody finally went up to the king and said, oh, king, hey, wait a minute. You know what? You know, everybody's scared to go out there, and you are too. You know, they used some other words because the king could have had a... So, you know, they kind of, in their head, they say, you're scared too. Amen. But They say, hey, listen. There's someone that actually wants to fight him. So the king says, hey, come here. Bring him here. And when he walks in, he's expected this big giant of a man, you know. He's expected somebody with a sword and with, amen, a lance. He's expected somebody with the armor on. But let me tell you something. Our armor's not seen by the naked eye. Hallelujah. Our weapons are not seen by the naked eye. Hallelujah. We don't need a sword. Hallelujah. We don't need a machine gun. We don't need, amen, those things that they put right here, those shields. Amen. Because we got a God. Hallelujah. That can do all things. And there is nothing impossible for him. There is no giant too big. Hallelujah. There is no valley too low. There is no mountain too high that our God cannot do something. Hallelujah. And when they bring him to him, hallelujah, he says, well, you're just a little kid. How do you think that you can do it? He said, well, let me tell you something. And he wasn't bragging on himself. He was bragging on his God. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to begin to brag about our God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I don't like it when we're so scared to tell somebody about God. Hallelujah. Kick that old fear of rejection right in the rear and get him out of here. Amen. Get happy about your God. He's an awesome God. Amen. He created heaven and the earth. He created everything that's in it. There is nothing impossible for him. I mean, he spoke it into existence. Don't you think he can speak to your problem? Don't you think he can speak to your situation? Don't you think he can speak to your giant and that giant has to die? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So he says, okay. And you know, man will always try to tell you how to do it. So he said, okay, if you think you can. And this is what he says. He says, no, king, now listen to me. When the bear came up, God helped me with it. When the lion came up, God helped me with it. And this uncircumcised Philistine is nothing for my God. So the king says, okay, if you're going to go out there, then put on my armor. See, a lot of times we jump over the significance that was happening right here. Because all we think is he's putting on his armor. But in the moment that that armor came upon him, the king lost his kingdom. And he put it over on David, the anointed of God, the chosen of God. His kingdom was ripped from him. Amen. Because of the simple fact that he did not have faith enough to believe that God could do it. So David gets on the armor, tries to walk in it, finds out it ain't working for me. Amen. Takes one step and then, hey, how am I going to fight with this on? So he takes it off. And he says, oh, king, I haven't tried your stuff. But let me try what I know. I got this little slingshot and it don't look like a whole lot to you. And it don't look like it would be something that that giant should fear either. But it's something that I have already tried. I already know how to swing it. I already know how to let go of it. And I know how to hit what I'm aiming for. And see, that's the problem with the church today, is that we don't know the weapons that we use. We don't know, hallelujah, if our prayers are going to be answered. We don't know because we don't do it enough. We want the microwave age. Come on. We want God to move on our terms. We want just a 5-minute or 2-minute or 2-second prayer, amen, to take the place of hours of prayer that God inquires of you. But when you have a prayer life, when the enemy comes up, you're going to say the same thing that David said. You know, I haven't tried that other, but I know what prayer does. I know what the word does. So therefore, you keep your machine gun, you keep your machete, you keep everything that you have, because I'm going to war. Hallelujah. How am I going to go to war? Hallelujah. Right on my knees. When problems come, when health problems come, amen, when financial problems come, when things and giants that I mentioned starts coming up against me. Oh God, hallelujah. I know that you're on the throne and this uncircumcised Philistine has got to die. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what happens? He goes out. Leaves a doubtful king behind. I think it's time for sometimes, amen, instead of listening to all the doubters, begin to get around somebody that believes that God can do and that God is still God and that God moves in a special way. Hallelujah. He left the doubters behind. He's out there all by himself walking towards this big old man. Hallelujah. This giant of a man that was going to kill him according to him. But he stops on the way. And as he stops on the way, he picks up five little stones. They're not flat stones like a lot of people think. They're round. They're a good size. He knows that a flat stone has the tendency of going like this. But that round stone flies through the air just as straight as an arrow would. And as he grabs these five stones, I've heard a lot of good sermons about the five stones and what the five stones means. And I'm not knocking it. One of them is prayer, another one is the word, and another one is, and they mention all kinds of five stones, and I say, praise God, let them go ahead and use them. They sound good anyhow. But I'll tell you what I think. I think he wasn't talking about prayer because he was already prayed up. He wasn't talking or thinking about the word. This stone means the word, and this one means prayer, and this one means this, and this one means this other, and this one. I think, amen, he chose five because he was determined that the giant was going to die and that he was not going to quit. If the first one didn't hit him, he would get the next one. If the next one didn't hit him, he would get the next one. Amen. And when the five stones was gone and the giant was still standing, he would get another five and he would hit him again. Why? Because there's no quitting. Hallelujah. There was no quitting in him. He knew that God was going to do it. Let me give you a little secret tonight. God has promised that he would never leave you. He would never forsake you, that he would be with you to the end. So when the giants pop their ugly heads up, amen, grab a hold of the stones, hallelujah, that God has given you, and toss them at him. Hallelujah. Hit him. Knock him out. Get rid of him. I tell you what else happened. That stone went flying through the air. And it went just as straight as it could be. And all of a sudden it hit him right between the eyes. Boom! Only place he had open. Everything else was covered. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter how much the devil thinks he's covered. He's not covered enough when it comes to the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ knocks him out every time. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loved you. Don't you quit when the devil wants you to quit. Hallelujah. Hit him. Hit him. Knock him out. He goes running up to him. He falls. Amen. I imagine dust just starts going everywhere. I was praying for this big old woman. She was a little bit taller than me and about that big around. Down in Mexico. First building that I finished down there. We had rocks about that big around. Amen. It covered all the floor because we were going to pour cement and we didn't have enough money to do a lot of cement. So we was putting rocks in there to just cover them up. I mean, she came up for prayer and I laid my hand on her. Nobody was there to catch her. She went flat back. And that dirt, that dust just started rolling out from underneath her just by like that. And I imagine that's what happened to that giant. I said, man, am I in trouble now? Look at the size of that woman and look how she fell. You know, she got up and began to praise God and worship God. Didn't have a mark on her head. And boy, when she fell, I thought for sure something went kind of like a watermelon on the floor. I said, boy, if she gets up out of this, it's going to be a miracle for God. Man, she got up, she got to dancing in the front of that church. And man, nobody got in her way either. I mean, you don't want that person to step on you. Come on, church. Thank you, brother. You can sit down. All right. Hallelujah. But anyhow, this is what David did. He runs up to the giant, takes his own sword, and chops up his head. Now there's really no way that he can get up. What does David do with the head? It's something that we need to understand. The Bible says he grabbed a hold of the head. He takes it down and he puts it in front of a city's gate. Imagine that thing was about that big around. I don't know. What does that mean? That means a very important lesson for us. That I don't have time to get into it all right now. But the reason that he took it to there was because he was letting them know that as soon as he became king, that city was going to be his. By putting his head right in front of the gate, that was the sign of David to them that, listen, I'm coming back. And I'm taking this city for God. You say, what does that mean? Well, the Bible lets me know that as soon as the giant was out of the way, then immediately the whole army that was hidden, those that we thought were cowards, when the giant fell, guess what happened? The Bible said they all ran in one accord. Amen, out to meet the battle. The Philistines got so scared that they ran, I don't know how many miles, but after a while, amen, they felt a cold piece of steel go into their body. And they were defeated with all their haughtiness. With everything that they thought that they would win, all of a sudden, hallelujah, their life was over. You say, what does that mean for me? That means that don't quit on God. Don't quit believing. Don't quit praying for your children. Don't quit praying for your grandchildren. Don't quit praying for America. Don't quit praying because let me tell you something. Hallelujah. When nothing else can keep this thing together, the prayer of the saints of God, amen, will go out like a giant killer. Hallelujah. When you begin to have faith, hallelujah, then you will give me faith. And when you give me faith, I will give somebody else faith. Hallelujah. I don't care what the giant looks like. Hallelujah. That thing has to come down. Why? Because we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loves us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We are victors. We are winners in Jesus Christ. We ain't no cowards. Hallelujah. So stand up to your giants. Face them and beat them. Hallelujah. A lot of the things, a lot of these giants that I mentioned, all it takes is a little prayer and willpower so that you can beat them and get rid of them. Use a little common sense. Use what God has given you. It wasn't a big thing that he used. It was simple stones out of a brook and a simple slingshot. That's all he used. And that's all you need. Time before God. Time on your knees. And encourage one another. When you can't fight it, get your pastor. Get him praying. If it's not enough for your pastor, get somebody else in the body of Christ. That's why we need each other. That's why the church is so important. We can't make it on our own. We need one another. And sometimes, all it takes is a boost of one to boost us all. One believing can make 1,000 and 10,000s to flee. They began to sing a song, brother. David killed one. One fell. A lot of them say, well, the other four was for the other four brothers. The other four brothers weren't there. So that wasn't the case. He only killed one. But guess what they were singing? They began to sing, Saul killed his 1,000, but David killed his 10,000s. What am I saying with this? You'll never know. You think just one giant is all you killed. But when you stand up for what is right, when you stand up with faith, amen, it ain't one giant that's going to fall. But the kingdom of hell is going to be destroyed. It's when you begin to trust God and believe in God that his tactics for your family and against your family begins to fall apart. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, hallelujah. We're here to kill giants, hallelujah. We're here, amen, not only to face them, but we're here to kill them, hallelujah. Hallelujah, come on church, begin to pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bendito el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. Hallelujah. Te alabamos y te glorificamos. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. We thank you for your victory, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything that you do, God. Hallelujah. And all that you're going to do. Why don't you come up to the altars? Come on up and just stand up here in front. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come up here. Let's pray together. Let's worship God together. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. If you can't stand, you can sit. Hallelujah. But sit up front. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let's praise God together. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands. Hallelujah. And begin to praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Oh, he's precious, ain't he? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gives us victory. He gives us victory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Begin to praise God. Begin to praise God. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Worship him. Hallelujah. Ask him for his help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We give you praise. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We need you this hour. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're facing some things. We have some things in our life. and we need your help with it, Lord. Oh, ra-ra-ra-ba-ya-sa. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Heal her right now, God. Hallelujah. Ira-ra-ba-shata. Ira-ra-ra-ri-o-shi-ki-ri-a-ta-ra-ri-o-shata. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Praise him. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, for victory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because you give us victory day by day. Hallelujah. Step by step, you are with us, God. You have promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, but to be with us even to the end. Oh, God, we thank you for my brothers. I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for this church, God. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. Worship him. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. We give you praise, Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you're doing in Kowaskum, God. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, ra-ra-ra-ba-ya sikiria talariyoshata. Elele misikio to ra-ra-ra-ra-ya-sa. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Hallelujah. Ain't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the house tonight. Oh, glory to God. Glory to his holy name. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we give you praise. Come on, worship him. Worship him. Worship him. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of worship. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for victory, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because we believe that our children are coming in. We believe that our grandkids are coming in, God. We believe, God, hallelujah, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, God. And your promises that are in the Bible are for us, God. And they are yea and amen, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, yes, we believe you, God. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't he wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's victory in that name. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. There's victory in his name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasikiria Talari. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Blessed be his name. Ain't he wonderful? Ain't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Oh, his blessings are so great. Hallelujah. So rich. Hallelujah. Rabbi Sikiria Talarioshata. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Appreciate you, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you want prayer, hallelujah, we want to pray for you. Just come right up here. Hallelujah. If you want prayer, hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody? Glory to God.
I don't know what's going on with my heel, but the last 3 days, it just hurts. I don't know if I got a spur or what on the boner, but I just need some healing.
Okay. Amen. Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus, right now, yes. We ask, Lord, for healing in his
heel.
In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. And we declare it so right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Okay, stomp on it. I mean, hit it hard.
That was.
I mean, harder. Amen. Glory to God. One more time. Yeah. Amen. So how do you feel?
Mostly gone. Yeah.
Okay, then hit him again. Glory to God. I mean, stomp on the head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay, huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer?
My legs are hurting.
Your legs are hurting.
Yeah, I don't know why, but.
Hallelujah. Sister, come here. Hallelujah. Put your hands on her legs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, hallelujah, we declare her healing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. This pain has to leave her legs in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we give you praise right now, God. Right now, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 Now look at me. Look at me. Amen. Just pick them up. Just pick them up. You can do it. Amen. Come on, pick them up. There you go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What do you feel?
Thank you, Lord. More breath? I think it's better.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now, God. Hallelujah. Take it away completely. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. There it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you feel now? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah, I'm with the jail ministry. I'm going to jail tomorrow. I'm kind of scared of these ladies there. That they think I'm so old. You know, they're kind of discouraged at someone younger than me.
You know what they're going to see? They're going to see a giant in God. They're going to see someone that really loves the Lord and can help them. That's what they're going to see. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, I rebuke every fear, every attack of Satan right now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to give her assurance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You go in there with all your strength, hallelujah. Remember one thing, you got a lot more to give than anybody else does. You've already fought some battles. And you already know what God can do and will do. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, I've been going through great spiritual battles lately. There's a lot of giants.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we ask right now. Sharabakoya talalabaya sikiata. Erelorioya naralabaya satara la rio sikiata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why they're there?
Because I allow them to be there.
Mm-mm. They're there because the Lord trusts you. He trusts you to knock them down. Just like David knocked them down, God trusted David. He couldn't trust the king. He couldn't trust the others. They were hiding. But David was out in the front. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So start knocking them down. You can do it. That's what God has given those to you for, to knock them down. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Let them fall, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, hallelujah. Let me tell you what happened. Caleb was 85 years old. And he went and he fought all the battles of everybody else. And when he was 85 years old, he comes up to Joshua and he says, Joshua, you were there when the Lord promised me and he promised you that everywhere our foot trotted was ours. He says, now I come to you to get your permission to go in to war. And see, this is what a lot of times we forget. The war that he had to fight wasn't just any war. He had fought everybody else's war. And if you remember, the Bible says that when they came out, the 12 came out, the biggest fear that they had was why? Because there was giants in the land. The sons of who? Achan. And guess what he said? He said, I'm going to go in and I'm going to fight against the sons of Achan. 85 years old. Starts running into war. Not only is he going to take mountains, he's going to take fortified cities. And this is what I think he did. Grabbed a sword in his hand. These are big guys, a lot bigger than him. But you know what he would do? He'd run at them. Then he'd chop their legs off. And as they were coming off, the head went off. It was two swings. Legs, the head. Legs, the head. Hallelujah. Look at that. I feel the power of God right now. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to do exactly.
Off the legs and off the head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, you are a giant killer. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord allowed those to come to you. Anybody else need prayer? Hallelujah. Ora la la basikiata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, I give it over to you.
Good practice, isn't it? We need to get together and just cry out to God together. I think we can teach each other how to pray, right? And get us used to it, you know? We're afraid to pray out loud sometimes, aren't we? We need to get over that. That's a giant, isn't it? That's one of those fearful giants.
Amen.
We're afraid to pray in church. Isn't that scary? Now that's a scary thought, isn't it, right? You know, it's amazing. But we need to learn to pray. We need to pray. The power's in God. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We need to do that, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray, God, tonight, bind us together, O Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Regularly, Lord, to cry out to
thee.
To spend time worshiping you.
To cry
out to thee for our needs, O Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
out there